You have the heart of a steward. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. David wrote in Psalm 62, verse 10, "If riches increase, set not your heart on them." He was warning that increased wealth can threaten your love for God. A friend of mine likes to paraphrase this verse this way: "Don't fall in love with the dough, but keep your heart fixed on the baker who provided the dough." The heart of a steward is to love God above all else. We can't serve God and money because we'll love one and hate the other. To protect our hearts and remain a faithful steward, we must acknowledge two truths. First, we're not the owners of riches. We're temporary caretakers at best. Second, riches are not only a blessing, they're a responsibility. Our prayer should be a continual acknowledgement and thankfulness for what God's provided, plus a continual seeking of how He wants us to manage what He has entrusted to our care. A real test of our heart is whether we're willing to give generously. This protects us from believing that riches belong to us. None of them do. Not the 10% we give to God or the 90% we keep. It all belongs to Him, and nothing will follow us beyond the grave. Nothing. Some believers start with the tithe and increase their giving every year. It reminds them that God is the owner, and they are His stewards. When our hearts are prepared to manage riches, we live in a humble, dependent, and grateful state of mind. Riches are just a tool to be managed, like anything else that God provides. Do you have credit card debt because you're not living as a godly steward? Contact Christian Credit Counselors. They can create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.